Hello and welcome back to Cabin Cast Reacts. I'm Oliver and I'm joined by Chris.
Hello.
And Tom.
Hello.
We are back with more, or new Good Omens, Season 2, Episode 1, Chapter 1, The Arrival. We watched Season 1 on the channel a bit over a year ago. And then Season 2 came out, and we've just been so busy we have not got to it. But we are here for it now. Really enjoy Season 1. Really don't know what's going to happen next. Obviously, Terry Pratchett passed away before they could do Season 2 or the second book together, so they've got a lot of notes and ideas, I think, that they'd come up with, but they hadn't actually written the full thing. So it'll be interesting to see. But yeah, without any further ado, let's jump into it. Starting in 3, 2, 1, now.
It is buffering.
Oh, mine's playing.
Mine's fine.
Yay!
It doesn't ever keep buffering for a while, or if it stops buffering.
Oh my god, it's before Crowley fell.
Before he fell. When he was trying to make galaxies and stuff.
Yep, I'm in.
Mm-hmm. He's got a crank again. He likes a crank.
He said the thing. Yeah.
It's weird seeing him as like an angel.
Be happy, excited.
Yeah.
Is that why he's going to fall? Because he made a really nice nebula.
Yeah. Then he kind of just sauntered vaguely downwards.
This is not how genetics work.
Yeah. Harrison.
Oh. Wow.
He'll find out.
It's the opposite. What was the first one? Here we are again. Is it going to be the same, or is it going to be... It's different.
Mm-hmm.
We're not seeing this, aren't we?
Some goats.
I'm not seeing season two, I've been waiting.
I kind of assumed you'd have seen it.
I could have done, but we reacted to season one, so I figured I'd wait for it.
Okay. Well, we're going down this time.
Yeah. Have you seen it yet, Chris?
Nope.
No, see, none of us have seen this time. No.
Ladies of Camelot. Hmm. I don't really understand what's going on anymore.
Bridges.
Bridges. Oh, I understand bridges. Maybe I do understand what's going on after all.
Also, there's some tanks there for some reason. And yeah, there was a German bomber Scotland. As well in London. With a bus that shouldn't exist yet.
You see, Tom. Timey-wimey, wibbly-wobbly.
Yes, exactly.
Indeed. Which we'll get more of this weekend.
Mm. You really are excited about that, aren't you?
Yeah, we've got to do it. It'll be so good.
More David Tennant again. Back in Soho.
What's that note say? Oh, I want to read it. I don't have time to pause and look.
Alas.
Is she Maggie?
I guess she's Maggie. So he does he have like multiple shops or something like there, maybe?
It sounds like he owns the building.
Yeah, that makes sense. And the other people went out from. And yeah, of course, lockdown hadn't happened when season one came out. This came out, 2019? I think. Because then they did Staged, obviously. Yeah. Spy.
Yeah.
The whole spy thing. Yes, because they're on their own side or whatever now.
Independent.
There we go.
Yeah.
Feed ducks, frozen peas.
Yeah.
That's the,
I recognize her. Oh, that's the nun.
Yeah. Yeah, she was the nun, and then she was at the thing doing paintball.
Yeah.
And now she's here. And so is Gabriel.
Naked John Hamm.
Yeah. Yes, now me and Tom have seen one trailer. And I remember a couple of little bits and pieces.
I have seen screenshots and little videos of that scene here and there.
Hmm.
He looks very happy with himself.
AZ Fowl and Co. I don't remember that, that last time at all.
That
no,
that last time.
That, I mean, that makes perfect sense.
I feel like what a single naked man in the middle of London wouldn't draw this much attention.
No, it wouldn't.
In Soho, though, clearly it would. Yeah, no, probably not. But this isn't London. This is Pratchett London.
Yeah.
And Guyman. Here she's again. They're like their whole offices are just like empty.
Yeah,
it's like very liminal. Like
that harsh office white light everywhere.
Yep.
What's wrong? Sorry. Didn't catch it in time.
Those are the questions. Well, that's potentially ominous, yeah. Yeah, where's the box?
Dropped it outside the door. It's got a fly coming out of it. That was Beelzebub's doing, I imagine. Unless that just happened to be a fly on it at that particular moment of filming.
Possibly.
Well, the car's back.
Thanks.
It was back at the end of the last one.
Indeed.
It's empty.
Except
for a fly.
There's a fly in there.
Seems like you're onto something, Chris. Just Gabe.
Lord Jim.
Word box.
I still got the plants.
Got the plants in the car this time. That's where the lady is.
Yeah.
Give me coffee or give me death.
There's definitely something going on with that fly. There's too many fly appearances. Job.
Job.
Oh, okay.
Job. It's a book of the Bible.
I thought there was a book in the Bible called Job.
Nope. It's Job. It's that it's a guy who believes in God, and then a lot of bad stuff happens to him to prove he believes in. It's a pretty sad story.
Lovely.
I may have to leave at some point.
Wonderful.
Oh, lucky
because
you.
My sister needs picking up. Or may need picking up.
Cool. Okay. Or is it just the same actress?
I think it might be the same character too.
But she recognized them before, so.
Yeah, but they did some trickery.
Yeah.
Brain
they
trickery.
Did. You're right.
They
you're
might
right.
be wanting
yeah.
to keep an eye on her now.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if it'll come up or if it's just going to remain unknown for a while.
Mm.
Queen in the background.
He's taking the plate. Okay. I only want to read what that note says. Everyone else just left at once. Oh, mm-hmm. That's closing, is it?
Okay. Yeah, the news is going to do that.
Park.
I agree with the total obliteration of Dartford.
On Dartford, Dartmoor.
Okay. That's a little bit less of a total obliteration. Bruh.
He seems a lot more angry than he used to.
He does seem pretty angry.
Oh, I thought he was going to take an Eccles cake.
Yep.
Maybe you should tap on the glass and get the attention of one of the many people walking by.
Yep, maybe.
There's a queue in heaven, is there? And that someone's going to be you, is it? The lady from Loki.
Yeah.
There's no matches in it, just the box. Well, there's the fly again.
Indeed. Is it not just Gabriel or something, or is it that she's done something?
Different actress.
Yeah.
Oh, those teeth.
She already knows where he is. So why is she doing?
She was there. So what? Yeah. Scheduling conflicts.
Nah.
Because she does quite a lot of stuff, actually. So, yeah, that makes sense. She's in line of duty, in Homeland, Motherland, even. Code 404. A movie called The Duke. Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty busy. Oh, damn. Okay.
That's average London. Londoner. Legends, the only true way to be with alcohol.
Yeah, that's why. That look that she gave kind of looked like she knew. What's happening, maybe?
I've seen this scene.
Adorable. How badly is this going to go? Yeah. They screwed it all up. Because of course they did. Oh my God.
Why do they have a big alarm with the Apple Music alarm as its thing?
What? No. Yeah. No, no, it's not.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know anything. I just wanted to do a miracle about cheese.
Okay. Okay, good. Interesting. Yes. Interesting mystery. So from what I've heard from some notes is that this is kind of like, and it feels obvious saying this, but season two is more a bridge between season one and three.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like, well, yes, it's in the middle of season two, but it's more like about the characters and them rather than the wider story.
Okay.
Which it definitely felt like. We definitely felt like we got lots of character moments both between Curly and Aziraphale and also between these two new ladies whose names I do not remember because the whole time I was just trying to figure out what on earth was going on because it's the same actress that we've seen before, but she's doing a different part. Is it the same person? I don't know, and I don't want to search it up in case it comes up later, but yeah, that's all interesting. And like last time, we'd already had the introduction of a lot more characters. It feels much more personal to these people this time, so it'll be interesting to see if we do get any of them back or if, you know, their story's kind of told in season one and that's that. because they did all have quite nice conclusions, so I could see it going either way.
Mm-hmm. Well, they have reused a couple of actors, apparently. Apparently, Shax was played by the Madame Tracy actress.
Oh, yeah, she was. Okay, so yeah, they might just be reused actors and actresses.
And also, the record shop lady was also a nun of the Chattering Order in the first series.
Oh, yes, she's the one who has to, like, kills or whatever, and you get that quite dark shot of her just staring blankly off on the floor while the place is burning.
Yeah.
So a lot of them just look very familiar because they are familiar. They are both from the Chattering Order of St. Beryl. Okay. Well, there we go. There we go.
Indeed.
But yeah, that's a lot of fun. That's very cool. Definitely felt a lot more gay right from the get-go. Which is definitely the vibe that you get kind of eventually from the first series, but I kind of like that they weren't beating on the bush this time. No. So it'll be interesting to see how much they go into that kind of element in the story. But it definitely felt very Pratchett-esque still. And you can definitely see Gaiman's influences as well, so it's all very cool and very excited to see more on where this goes and how the mystery unravels. But until then, we will leave this one here, so thank you for listening, and we will see you in the next one. Goodbye!
Goodbye!
Thank you for listening to this episode of Cabin Cast. For more episodes, go to www.cabincast.podbean.com or use the Podbean app. You can now also find us on iTunes and Pocket Casts under Cabin Cast and on YouTube. There are uploads here on my behind. Finally, you can find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/cabincast. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. We'll be right back.